Joining us now on the announcer stand, the Roscoe Morton deck here at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2019, Brian Olina from the EAA staff. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Glad to be here.
Good. You are in charge of the Young Eagles program, still going strong 25-plus years later.
Absolutely, still going strong. And like I say, it's a pleasure to be here. I have to follow Colonel McGee. This is a tough one, but yeah, I'm glad to be here and talk Young Eagles with you this morning.
Excellent. So what's the count up to now?
We're approaching 2.2 million, so we're doing really well. We've got great support from the volunteers, as we've always had for 25 years, great support from our sponsors, and it's been a great program. This year we'll approach 2.2. I don't know if we'll hit it this year, but still going to fly nearly 60,000 Young Eagles this year.
Amazing. So for someone who's on the grounds who doesn't know anything about the Young Eagles program, there may be one or two. I don't know. But just tell us the basics of the program.
Sure. The program was founded in 1992 to give a flight in a small aircraft to basically young people ages 8 through 17. It's done through volunteer and chapter members throughout the country. An EA member takes them for a flight on a small airplane, and what that'll do is give us an introduction to flying for the kids.
And a number of those Young Eagles have gone on to become pilots, military, and
thousands of them. Yep.
Because everyone stays in touch with Facebook, I saw someone had posted that they posted their Young Eagle certificate from like 1995 or something, and saying that they had just landed an airline job.
Absolutely, we get that regularly, and it's fun when the volunteers report that someone they flew 20 years ago is now a captain on a jetliner somewhere, or a major or captain in the Air Force, and they makes them very proud and very happy to be part of the program.
When the program started in 1992, Tom Poberesny was kind of leading the charge. Greg Anderson was the foundation vice president at the time. And they really were looking forward. And I know there was some criticism of the program early because it was like, well, why are you doing this? Why are you flying 7-year-old kids or 8 or whatever? We need to concentrate on older kids. But as you're pointing out, this is really paying dividends now 25 years down the road.
Absolutely. And as you know, it's important to plant that seed. It's a long gestation period. Hal Shever said it well from Sporty's one time when he says, we're planting, if you don't have a freshman class, you're not going to have a senior class. And this is our freshman class, the younger kids. That said, we fly a lot of 15, 16-year-olds, and that's a great age, too, if we can get them. But if we can plant that seed early, we find we've got very good results later on.
Excellent. With the initial flight experience that when it's been going on, you have expanded into other things, so there's more to encourage young people to follow an aviation path.
Absolutely. We call it the flight plan, and we've made the Young Eagle flight step number one. Step number two is a free membership in EAA until they're 19 years old, just for having a free flight. Sporty's Pilot Shop has stepped up and provided, just this year, we hit our 60,000th Young Eagle signed up for the Sporty's Online Private Pilot Course. So that's been very good. So that you get that as step three. Step four is a free flight lesson for the kids after they've completed a portion of the Sporty's course. We reimburse them for their FAA written, and then we also have scholarships, which this year we just added our RAE scholarship program as well.
Tell us a little bit about that.
RAE Scholarship is the RAE Foundation step forward, and they've provided us with $1 million to give out to Young Eagles, people through the program that have come up through the Young Eagles, and they're going to have a $10,000 scholarship, basically, to learn how to fly.
And we will actually recognize some of the RAE scholars this week.
Right? Absolutely. There's several of them here on the field, quite a few of them, actually. David Lighting's been heading up that program for us, done a great job. He was a former Young Eagle himself, right, which is very cool. He's a Young Eagle pilot now, and he's on staff. And he's working with the RAE Foundation to make sure that this is all done through the chapters, by the way, too. So right. A chapter identifies the Young Eagle, the person for the RAE scholarship. It's done through a process. Excuse me. And then they award the $10,000 to fly.
They will be in I believe they're going to take a B-17 flight.
I think
Wednesday between the day air show and the night air show.
Correct. They'll be up flying that evening. It's a busy night for Young Eagles. It's also our Young Eagles dinner that night.
Right.
And we've got 850 people in the Eagle Hangar thanking our volunteers on Wednesday night, plus the RAE scholarship stuff going on. So busy day for us on Wednesday.
We're talking with Brian Olina from the EAA staff. He's in charge of the Young Eagles program. But you also have expanded your reach a little bit as well.
A little bit. We also do the Eagle Flight program, we call it, which is kind of, some people call it Young Eagles for old guys or old people, but it actually is a flight for people over 18. And we're getting good traction through that through a new program we're kind of reintroducing as a Flying Start program. And through the Flying Start program, a chapter will have an event, and then it'll lead to an Eagle Flight. You can also, as individual EA members, give an Eagle flight to introduce an adult who really shows an interest in flying, not just a flight, but an introduction to flying.
And along with that, you mentioned the chapter several times, and they are really the backbone not only of Young Eagles, but also in their support of the EIA Air Academy and helping use scholarship money to send young people to Oshkosh for summer camp.
Absolutely. Over 80% of the Young Eagles are flown through chapters. The other 20% are individual members out there. So the chapters are our biggest support for the Young Eagle program. Most chapters have what we call as a chapter coordinator. And what that chapter coordinator will do will help organize an event at the local airport. So chapters are very big. As a matter of fact, chapters, Young Eagles, and Eagle Flights are all in the Blue Barn here at AirVenture. So if you get a chance, we're right across from the forum area. It's a big blue building. You can't miss it. And the Blue Barn's a home for Young Eagles and chapters.
And why the Blue Barn?
Well, we had two red barns already. And blue is one of our colors for the Young Eagles program. So it just made natural sense for us to have a blue barn. And it was we repurposed an old building about 3 years ago. It's our third year in there. You can stop by and get information on Eagle Flights, the Ray Scholarship Program, a bunch of different chapter programs, as well as the Young Eagles and Eagle Flights.
All right. And we briefly touched on the Air Academy, but that continues to go very strong as well. And it actually predates
Absolutely. The
Young Eagles program.
Yes, last year was the 35th anniversary. It was 36 years this year. Scott Cameron is still there doing camp director stuff. He's been a huge supporter. Our chapters use a lot of the credits they earn for flying Young Eagles, these credit dollars that you get for flying Young Eagles, to send a kid to Air Academy. And a vast majority of the people that go to Air Academy actually have some type of scholarship through the chapters, through the credits.
And the Air Academy goes through the entire summer with different age groups and different subject matter that each of those age groups studies.
Absolutely. There's three different age groups that go through. You can check online at Air Academy or on the EA website for the Air Academy information. And they're already taking, this fall, they'll be taking reservations for next year already. So if you got somebody interested, look it up.
It's amazing. And the Air Academy cadets will be on site. Is this still a switchover week?
Switch week, yes. The 1 week ends here on Wednesday and the other one starts on Thursday, I believe. So there's an overlap there a little bit. But the overlap with the part of their adventure is here at Air Academy or at Air Venture.
What a way to spend your summer camp experience.
Absolutely.
Here at this, basically the center of the aviation universe.
Absolutely. Look it out here. You got it all right out in front of us here.
That's right. Brian, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy aside from shepherding Young Eagles Eagle flights?
I still enjoy flying Young Eagles and keep busy flying Young Eagles here off Pioneer Airport and back home. I live in Hartford, just south of here, and just enjoy aviation. Suck it all in. I've been a member for many years, and this is my 30th consecutive Air Venture. 10
Good.
On staff, but 30 consecutive years, and I can't get enough of it. So enjoy being everything aviation.
What strikes you as the biggest change between the first time you were here and today?
Size. It is a little more corporate, but that's not all bad because corporate also supports the programs that we have at Young Eagles and EAA. But just the general size, and it's really become a true homecoming for people. I see the same people for 30 years. We meet at certain places if we can and get away, and certain days we meet at the tower and go for lunch or whatever it happens to be. So it's a great place to get together with your friends in aviation.
And you mentioned the dinner Wednesday night. You'll be giving out some awards, the Phillips 66 Leadership Award. Phillips has been a long time supporter of the Young Eagles program.
Absolutely. Phillips is our title sponsor, presenting sponsor for Young Eagles, as they have been for almost 25 years now. They'll be given a Phillips Leadership Award. This year's winner, it's no surprise, it's been announced already, but it's Bob Epting from North Carolina.
Yep.
A very deserving person there. It's flown thousands of Young Eagles and very active in other parts of EAA. We'll be given a Chapter Coordinator Award. That'll be Joyce Stoika from Chapter 63 in Manitoba, Canada.
Yep.
So we're very happy to see Joyce come down. She's been a very active person up there. And in this year, we are given a Horizon Award, and that is going this year to Lightspeed Aviation, the headset manufacturer, who's
right.
a huge supporter of ours, and also has stepped up and is supporting the program that we have here for the Ray Scholars.
And one other recognition, Michelle Coons, a longtime Young Eagles
Absolutely.
Staffer.
Near and dear to both of our hearts, yes. Steve. Michelle has been here. She just retired after 25 years, and we're going to be giving Michelle a little recognition at the dinner on Wednesday evening. The dinner is sold out. 850 seats are already gone, but we're going to be honoring Michelle for all her years of service. She retired this past spring. We really miss her. We got her to come back and be here as a enjoy the dinner instead of having to work so hard.
Exactly. As a guest, not as an organizer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you mentioned Lightspeeds and Philips and Sporty's. Who are some of the other sponsors who have really stepped up?
Absolutely. We have Garmin sponsors us as well. This year, Waco Aircraft joined on, first year for them joining us. And then another long-term supporter has been Embry-Riddle University. They actually underwrite the cost of our student membership that we give free to all those 60,000 young Eagles that want it. So Embry-Riddle has been a huge supporter of the program as well.
Very good. And if folks want more information about Young Eagles, Eagle Flight, chapters, how do they find it?
Well, EAA.org is kind of the main thing, but you can go directly to Young Eagles still by youngeagles.org.
Okay. And it's got an on-site. It's the Blue Barn.
Absolutely. Stop by the Blue Barn. You can see us. We're there all the way through Sunday, 8 to 5.
All right. Thank you. Brian Alina, our guest this morning. He's with the EAA staff taking care of Young Eagles and Eagle Flight. And that's going to wrap our show for today. Tomorrow, Nick Couches and his dad will share the story of a very rare P-51H model Mustang. We'll meet UPS 747 pilot Wayne McMaster and talk about the 747 on its 50th anniversary. Hard to believe that's been flying 50 years.
Well, I'm feeling old now, too.
Civilian astronaut and home builder Mike Melville will be here, along with Josh Wells from the B-29 dock. That's all on tomorrow's program starting at 10 o'clock. That'll put a wrap on today's show. I'm Steve Buss, and this is From the Stand on EAA Radio.